The Gallants Composting Farm is a 2-acre site off of Thomasville Road in the southeast part of Winston-Salem. Twice a week, bright yellow, red, and green produce is dumped into a large pile.
Raw produce, this is from a grocery store. So when they're calling the produce, you know, this is things like bok choy and lettuce and cabbage. These are items that, you know, they couldn't sell or had gone bad or rotten.
Since May of 2011, Pete Gallants and his cousin Rucker Sewell have been collecting tons of non-meat waste from businesses in the food industry and schools and turning it into compost. The Gallants family already owns a food service business in Winston-Salem and recently began experimenting with the process. They saw a need for recycling discarded produce in the Piedmont Triad.
We all end up paying those costs to close the landfills, to remediate the water pollution from them, to deal with the climate change. So we all have an interest in seeing this material go somewhere else other than the landfill.
The Gallants family farm is the only composting facility in the Triad with a Type 3 state permit, allowing it to recycle discarded fruits and vegetables. The recipe process begins with some science, adding mainly straw and some landscaping debris.
Food waste is high in nitrogen. Mm-hmm. It's about a 10 to 1, meaning that there's 10 carbon molecules for every one nitrogen molecule. Straw is probably more like a 40 to 1. So there's 40 carbon molecules per one nitrogen. We want to be at about 25 to 1. And the reason that you're doing that is if it's too much of one, either carbon or nitrogen, the microorganisms can't fully break down the material.
Most of the equipment at the composting site is made from old farm tools and recycled materials to help cut production costs. Twice a week, a front-end loader flips sections of the decaying vegetable fruit mix, the same way a person uses a spatula to flip a pancake. This helps cut down on the fly population and improves the oxygen flow in the compost. After about 2 to 3 months, the material goes from being recognizable trash to a black, earthy soil mix rich in nitrogen. It then is cured for another month before going through a screening process. The piece of equipment used to sort out any unwanted materials is known as Pete's screening machine.
What we do here is we come in here with the front end loader, we scoop up this material, and we drop it up there at the top of that screener. The big stuff is going to float down to this side, whereas the nice fine material will come down through the middle, and then that's what we end up bagging up to sell as Carolina Dynamite.
Mike, the customer needs some of that compost. We're going to go ahead and load some up.
Carolina Dynamite mixes well with the Triad's iron-rich soil. Currently, the compost is sold in 4 locations in Forsyth County, including LA Gardens Showcase. Company President Ken Long says the product is hard to keep on the shelves.
We have a lot of people starting a few years ago getting into vegetable gardening and people doing square foot gardening, which there's a procedure or recipe for doing square foot gardening that calls for several types of compost. And we didn't always have as many types of compost as customers wanted, so this gave us an opportunity to add another one.
Gallants Farm currently collects raw food waste from about 2 dozen schools, restaurants, and grocery stores in the Piedmont Triad. Wake Forest University started using the service 7 months ago for food garbage generated by meal preparation in the pit, its student dining hall. According to Manager of Waste Reduction and Recycling, Megan Anderson, WFU doesn't have a place on campus to compost on its own. Anderson explains how the Gallants Farm composting service is meeting the school's needs.
When we reduce the times that we have to take loads over to the landfill, then we end up not paying so many tipping fees for the landfill and all those charges for hauling the containers back and forth. It also causes a lot of congestion back there at the food service area and some big savings with environmental costs and economic costs as well.
Anderson says Wake Forest plans to expand the recycling services to other dining areas on campus. Gallant's service is also attracting clients outside the food industry. Recently, he picked up a load generated by the cast and crew of You Are Here, starring Owen Wilson. The film is being shot in several Triad locations. Carrie Brown, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.